Let's talk about yesterday. How many had a good day yesterday? Raise your hand if you had a good day yesterday. Okay. Be honest. Okay. Raise your hand if you had a bad day yesterday. Raise your hand if you had a bad, come on, be honest, if you had a bad day. Raise your hand if you had some bad day last week, any day last week, bad day. Raise your hand if you had a bad day any time in June. Raise your hand if you had a bad day any day in June. Raise your hand if you had a bad day any time since the beginning of the year. Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you have ever in your life had a bad day. Figured I could get someone to raise their hand on that one. We all have days that things go wrong in those days. And sometimes many things go wrong in one day. You ever had a day and it's like it's bedtime, you're like, oh, thank God this day is over. It's good to end this day. We've all had days like that. We've all experienced that. And we all can relate to that. But what I want to teach you today is how to have a good day when you're having a bad day. I mean, no, this might be a good thing to learn, right? Because all of us are going to have points in our days that negative things happen. But is there a place, can we have a good day when we're having a bad day? And I want to tell you, here's the answer. Absolutely, emphatically, yes, you can. But most people don't know how to do that. Most people, and unfortunately even Christian people, they live their days not on purpose, but they live their days being they think that their day is going to be dictated, good or bad, by circumstances in their lives. Have you ever been hungry for something specific? Specific. My wife, you know what, used to take me to Mimi's. Ever been to Mimi's Cafe? Oh, God help me. But Pastor, why don't you like Mimi's? It's just way too girlish for me. It's way too, like, I'm just saying, man, can we get, like, it's just so crazy girlish. But you know what? So true story. So, you know, but I go to Mimi's. Why? Because I love my wife, you know what I mean? And it's okay. We'll go to Mimi's. I'll just suck it up. And they had barbecue ribs on the menu. How many know barbecue ribs, even at Mimi's, is a good day? Can you say amen to this? And so we're going to Mimi's. I'm like, oh, man, I hate Mimi's. Why are we going to Mimi's? And then we get there, and I think, oh, well, this is okay. You know what? I'm going to have barbecue ribs. How many know barbecue ribs kind of manly, huh? You can even say, what would you like? Oh, barbecue ribs, man. I know I got a doily in front of me, but I still want barbecue ribs. Right? So then the waitress said, I'm sorry, we don't make barbecue ribs anymore. We took that off the menu. So, true story. So then I was like, okay, what? I'm looking for something else, and they had this. This sandwich, it was on toasted sourdough. It was a chicken sandwich with bacon and Swiss. It was so good. But I didn't know that. I just said, oh, let me try this. And it was great. It was great. I mean, not good. It was great sandwich. Great sandwich. And so, you know what? You know, so, boom, we're going to Mimi's. You know what I mean? Well, we're going where? Oh, let's go to Mimi's. Oh, okay, we're going to Mimi's. So I'm going to Mimi's, and, you know, the waitress comes, well, you know, what do you like? I'm like, you know, how do you say, you know, chicken sandwich? I still prefer the barbecue ribs, you know, just come out more manly. But anyway, I was like, you know, that chicken sandwich, you know, with the bacon. You can say bacon manly. I'm bacon, you know what I mean? True story. You know what she says? I'm sorry. We don't have that on the menu. We don't make that anymore. We took that off the menu. Like, man. Now, I say that kind of, it's a true story, but and it did bum me out. But how many know that really shouldn't bum your day out? There's some other things that are way more intense than that, and they can bum your day out. But I want to teach you today, and I want to tell you right up front, you can have a good day even when you're having a bad day. And God has called you to have a good day, even when you're having a bad day. But I want to show it to you in Scripture, okay? And then I want to tell you, then I want to testify. I was testify, and I don't even know what that was. I want to testify just about how that happens. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Chapter 1, there we go, verse 8. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of the trouble. Somebody say trouble. Which came to us in Asia. How many know with life, sometimes you're going to have some trouble? Which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure. How many know this is not going to Mimi's and they don't have ribs anymore? This is not that. Burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. This is reality. And there's times in life that you will be, it is a major point. It's a major, something's majorly going on. But I want us to continue to read. Look what Paul says. Look what he says. Next verse. Yes. We had the sentence of death in ourselves. Somebody say in ourselves. That's the major key. That is the major component to you walking in victory, having a good day when you're not having a good day. For we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God. What does God do? Who raises, keep it here, raises the dead. Somebody say, God raises the dead. See, notice, if you stopped here, you'd be jacked up. Go back to verse 8. Let me read it to you. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of the trouble which came upon us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we even despaired, so we despaired even of life. Next verse. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves. I mean, if you stop here, you know what? You are jacked up. And that's where many people stop. That's where many people stop. You have people, and I don't even want to name the names, and for many, many different reasons, they're at such disparity that they will even take their own life. That the taking of their life will seem like a better answer than to keep on living. Somebody say, that's not us. And that doesn't need to be you ever. Listen to me, even for a day. Somebody say, even for a day. Why? Here's why. That we should not trust in ourselves. See, here is the issue. The issue is you think that you're going to get yourself out of your mess. The issue is that you think you're going to get yourself out of your mess. The issue is you think that you're going to figure out the solution. The issue is that you forget what David said. Why so downcast, O my soul? Put your trust in God. That you forget that God is with you, promised never to leave you or forsake you, that God has the answers, that the Bible says all you have to do if you lack wisdom is ask of God, who will give to you liberally without reproach. See, the reason why you can have a good day when you're not having a good day is because of God. Amen. Amen. Watch this, that we should not trust in ourselves. He's saying, man, we can't do that, but in God who raises from the dead. We're not talking about a bad day. We're talking about dead. What does God do? God raises from the dead in the midst of, I mean, you can't get more hopeless than dead. Is that not right? And he says, but let me tell you about God. God raises from the dead. Let me, guys in the back, I think you have most of the passages. You know what? 2 Corinthians chapter 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting with verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting with verse 8. Look what he says. For we are hard pressed on every side, but we're not crushed. We are perplexed, but we're not in despair. Next verse. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Next verse. Always caring about in the body. Somebody say in the body. The dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifest. What? In the body. You know what Paul says? He says this. Listen. Because he says the same thing. You know what he says? He says, we're hard-pressed. He said, we're perplexed, we're persecuted, and we're struck down. That's what he says. That's his assessment. We're hard-pressed, not hard-pressed, I'm sorry. We're hard-pressed on every side. We're perplexed, we're persecuted, and we're struck down. What am I missing? I'm missing half of what he says. You know what the other half of what he says? He says, but let me tell you what, even though we're hard-pressed on every side, let me tell you what, we're not crushed, we're not in despair, we're not forsaken, and we're not destroyed. Are you catching this? Second Corinthians chapter 8, starting with verse 1. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed to the churches of Macedonia. Everybody say the grace. Next verse. That in a great trial of affliction. Does the Bible say that there was a trial of affliction? No, it doesn't. Look what it does say. It says there was a what? A great trial. There was a great trial. You know what? Of affliction. Watch this. The abundance of their joy. See, this church, in a great trial of affliction, they made a decision, they're going to be filled with joy. Amen. Into this abundance of joy. Watch this. Some said, well, I can't afford to give. No, you choose not to give. Amen. Pastor, that's straight up. Well, it is straight up. But at least we'll be honest with yourself. Amen. At least we know what's up. You know, it's a choice. You make a choice to either tithe or not to tithe. It's a choice. Look what they did. Watch this. And their deep, what's that next word?
Poverty.
Does it say poverty or does it say what? Deep poverty. In their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberty. Watch this, next verse. For I bear witness, I'm saying I saw it. It was amazing. Watch this. That according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing. What's he talking about? He's talking about a church that was not poor, a church that was very poor. And yet they decided that they were going to be givers. And it wasn't just natural, it was supernatural. Next verse. Imploring us with much, I love these words, with much urgency. You ever gone to get a check? You know what I mean? There's a big meal and you're like, I'm gonna take the check. You know what I mean? I'm gonna pick up the check. But you're not really, you really don't want to pick up the check. Say nobody wants to raise their hand. You know what I mean? So you'll do this kind of, that's not what was happening here. Amen. They were insistent that even though they were incredibly impoverished, that Paul would take this money to give to other people. I mean, it's just incredible. Why do I bring up this passage? Here's why. Why is this relating to your situation? Because they are not going to let anything keep them, including extreme poverty, keep them. In this extreme poverty, they were filled with this abundance of joy. Amen?
Amen.
What are they tapping into? Here's what they're tapping into. They're tapping into the supernatural power of God. Here, let me show it to you in another place. Are you learning something?
Yeah.
See, connect the dots. The reason why you have a bad day when you're having a bad day is because you're not tapping into the supernatural ability that is inside you all the time. I'll show it to you in another place. This is Paul's description of some of the things that have happened to him. Guys in the back, you got to follow me on this. It's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, starting with verse 24. Starting with verse 24. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Starting with verse 24. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus 1. Guys, just flow with me here. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A day and a night I have been in the deep. Next verse. In journeys often, in perilous waters, in perilous robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils of my false brethren, in weariness and toil and sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides the other things that come upon me daily, my concern for all the churches. How many know Paul had an opportunity to not have a good day? But here's what I want you to notice. Here's what I want you to notice. In 1 John, John says this, greater is he that is inside of me than he that is in the world. What am I saying? Here's what I'm saying. The reason why you don't have a good day when you're not having a good day is because you're not tapping into the greater one who is inside of you. Here, let me say it to the side. The reason why you're not having a good day when you're having a bad day is because you're not tapping into the greater one who lives inside of you. That's the issue. Because John says, greater is he who is inside you than he is who's in the world. Somebody say greater. So you have these circumstances that are, and I'm not saying they're not real. Paul says they're real. He describes them to you. Here's what he's saying. And he says this in, guys in the back, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 11. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 11. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 11. Paul writes, and he says this, and he testifies of the goodness of God. Persecutions, afflictions, bad day, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, that persecutions I endured, and out of some of them, God delivered me. But there were other things that God didn't deliver me. I was just jacked up and I had to stay jacked up. Is that what the Bible says? Out of, you know what? It would be good sometimes that we would just read what the Bible says. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Yeah, man, I know, but sometimes you... Blah, 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 blah. See, maybe you're not having a good day because you're allowing circumstances to dictate to you, and maybe the same person who's having the worst day is having a better day than you. Because that person is relying on he who's inside of him, and he's testifying and recognizing, no, 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 no. You know what Paul says? Paul says, I glory in my infirmities. Because when I'm weak, then I'm strong. See, what I'm saying is, the Bible says, and out of them all, what? All these persecutions, all these afflictions, out of them all. Out of them all. Psalms 34:19. Psalms 34:19. See, this is all throughout the Bible. Psalms 34:19. But many are the afflictions of the righteous. See, Pastor Ben, see, I'm hard pressed. Don't forget. Yeah, you're hard pressed on all sides, but we're not crushed. Why? Because greater is he who's inside of us than he that's in the world. You're not crying. Why are you crying? Amen? Why are you crying?
Because it's the pressure on all sides.
Why are you crying? You're not crushed. See, the reason why Paul says, I glory in my infirmity is because when you're hard pressed on every side, and you're not crushed, you are a bad dude. Do you understand? But the Lord delivers him out of some of them? All of them. All of them. All of them. Somebody say all of them. All of them. Did you learn something today? All right. So, when you're having a bad day, you need to tap into the greater one inside you that is greater than all these outside circumstances. Amen? Okay, you want me to show you how to do that? Okay, I'm going to be simple. I'm going to speed through these. Okay, you ready? Number one. Easy to remember, too. Number one. Number one, decide to drop it. Let me say decide to drop it. Take your worries. Everybody take your worries. These are your worries. Everybody take your worries. Everybody. You know what everybody means? Everybody means everybody. Amen. Take your worries. These are your worries. Take them. Yeah, good. Take them. Okay. Drop them. Okay. Now, do you have any worries?
No.
No, why? You dropped them. Pastor, that's him. Yes! The reason it's called the past is because it's over. The reason because it's called the past is because it's over. As long as you dwell on the past hurts, they will keep you from the new things that God wants you to do. You take the monkey who is, they set the trap for the monkey, and all the trap is this container that has an opening that is small enough for the monkey to reach into the container, and he grabs the peanut or whatever it is, and the container is solidly secure. And the monkey grabs the peanut or whatever it is, and he grabs it with his hand. And when he grabs it with his hand, his fist makes it where he can't get out. And the monkey sees the people coming to him. All he has to do, he's quick. All he has to do is let go and run. Are these guys that are walking, are they like, oh, hurry, catch the monkey? No, they're like calm. They're like, oh, we got him. Because here's what they know. The monkey will not let go. Some of you have hurts. Some of you, the it's as simple as this. You're having this recurring bad day after bad day after bad day after bad day. And it's here's why. Because you will not let go of hurts that has happened in the past. And God knew you were coming today, and this word is for you, and it's so simple. It's so simple. You're like, it can't be that simple. It can be. Here's what I'm saying. The bad day is coming. And listen to me. I don't know who this is for. And it is becoming who you are. Because here's what's happening. You're living bad day after bad day after bad day after bad day. And you know what? Those days are coming weeks. Those weeks are becoming months. Those months are becoming years. And it's who you are. And what you want to do is you keep on deferring it out to, no, it's this happened to me when I was young, and this happened to me when I was older, and my spouse did this to me, and my best girlfriend did that to me, and all this stuff, or my whatever it is. And it's as simple as this. It's simple as this. Let it go. And I would like to make it to be all all complicated, that you'd go, oh, that's deep. You know what I mean? But all, yeah, exactly. You know, why didn't he do something? You know, no, it's simple. Can I tell you what? Sometimes the most incredible revelations are the simplest revelations, what I found in the Word of God. Just let go. Just stop. Just let it go. Living guilty and condemned does not make anything better. You have to drop it. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Now, the Spirit of the Lord, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. There's freedom here, guys. But you have to drop it. You can be pitiful or you can be powerful, but you cannot be both. Number one, drop it. Number two, cast it. How many know it's good to drop it, but it's better to cast it? Amen? What am I talking about casting it? What the Bible says? The Bible says, tells us to cast our cares. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Casting our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. It's powerful to drop something, but it's even more powerful to give your cares to him and allow God to go before you and start working things out on your behalf. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 2. I will go before you. I will make the crooked path straight, places straight. I will break the pieces of gates and bronze and cut the bars of iron. What is this depicting? It's depicting things that would be impossible for you to do. It would be impossible for you to make these crooked places straight. It would be impossible for you to break those gates of bronze. It would be impossible for you to cut the bars of iron. It would be impossible for you to do that. But God is saying, no, you don't have to do that. Cast your cares upon me and let me take care of your cares. Amen? See, it's good to drop it, but it's better to cast it. Is this making sense to anybody? Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. So he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Do not fight, not by might, nor by power, nor by but by the Spirit, says the Lord." See, stop trying to figure it out yourself. Cast your care upon him. So I can't figure it out. I don't have to figure it out. You do have to drop it. But it's better to cast it. Are you learning something today? Okay. Number one, drop it. Number two, cast it. Number two, decide to quit it. What does that mean? Number three, decide to quit it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse starting with verse 7. "And do not become idolaters, as were some of them." We're probably going to look into this next week a little bit more, because I'd like to teach you about how the idolatry. Well, anyway. "These people were idolaters, as is written. The people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play." Next verse. "Nor let us commit sexual immorality, as did some of them in the day and in one day 23,000 fell." Next verse. "Nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them did also tempted and were destroyed by serpents." Next verse. "Nor," what's that next word? Complain. Notice, you know what? Some of them are sexually immoral. How many know, for the sexually immoral, most of us would go, "Ooh, that's bad." Can I tell you what? The Bible notices they're not only sexually immoral, but then a bunch of them were complainers. "As some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer." Wow. See, drop it, cast it, quit it. See, sometimes we just keep on talking about our problems. How many know when you go on vacation, you go with you? Amen? That's deep, huh? That's deep, huh? Come on, that's deep, huh? You go with you! See, the problem is the complainer is going with you on vacation. And you know what? And you're going, it's awesome where you're going. You know what? The temperature is good, and the you know what? And the hotel is beautiful, and the food is awesome, and the food is inexpensive, and it's all great. It's all this great, 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 great. What's the problem? You were the problem. You should have left your mouth at home. Amen. Amen. And you should have left your mouth at home, but your mouth came with you. And so even though the hotel is great and the food is great and the accommodations are great and it's just great, 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 great. But I tell you what, from the airport to the hotel, you got in a cab and that cab didn't have air conditioning. And you know what it was? It was hot. And when you get hot, you start to sweat. Amen. And now you were wearing your best outfit. Dude, that was 4 days ago. Amen. Amen. See, you got to drop it. You got to cast it. You got to quit it. You've got to make a decision that from your mouth, you're not going to focus on those things. And your thoughts are so important, because your thoughts, you think, that's why the Bible says you need to control everything you think. Okay, so what? So what? It didn't have air conditioning. Praise God. Think of what's good. What, Pastor, there was nothing good about the, hey, praise God, you didn't walk. See, true story, because I've learned to do this. I could come up with all kinds of good things. You didn't walk, that's a good thing, amen. You didn't take a horse, amen, that's a good thing. You weren't kicked off the horse, amen. How many know horses can buck, amen. You were able to provide the man who drove the vehicle with some money, amen. How many know that's a good thing? Maybe his kids got to eat today. How many know that's a good thing? How many know I could just keep on going and going and going? See, you make a choice. You can have a good day even when you're not having a good day, if you will recognize. And you know what? And let me tell you about the Spirit. The Spirit, all when you're complaining, the Spirit is saying something to you. I guarantee you the Spirit is saying something to you. You know what he's saying? He speaks, how many know the King James, the Holy Spirit speaks King James Elizabeth in English. Here's what he's saying. Shutteth thou moutheth, pleaseth, quicklyeth. I guarantee you that's what the Holy Spirit is begging you. Because you are making yourself miserable. And you're a testimony to the other people in the car. You know what? I mean, you're like, oh, praise the Lord. Got my Bible. Amen? You're like, it's hot, it's hot, it's hot, it's hot, it's hot. You know, somebody next to you is like, could you open up the Bible and read something good? Amen? Because it's full of the promises of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, we can make we gotta drop it, we gotta cast it, we gotta quit it. Are you learning something today? You've gotta make a decision to drop it. You've gotta make a decision to cast it. You've gotta make a decision to quit it. And you've gotta make a decision to smile. Can you smile? Why do I say smile? Well, the Bible says in the Old Testament that the joy of the Lord is your strength. What would be the reciprocal? And there's times to mourn. But mourning should just be for a short season. Amen? The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's what's going to cause you to be. So smile. I've taught you this before, but I'll teach it to you again because it applies. Do happy people smile? Or does smiling make you happy? Man, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. I'm not happy. Well, I already taught you to shutteth thou upeth. Now you're shutting upeth. Now smile, amen? Because I would say this, happy people smile, but I also, research is proving and shows that smiling makes you happy. Amen? I forget what's all I was reading yesterday. Great thing on our website, and it's, you know what, our spirit is excellent, and our dedication to people is to, you know, our witness is Jesus Christ, our dedication to the Spirit is excellent. We have all these things, and at the end, you know what we say? And smiling is our favorite. Okay. Taking from the great theologian Elf. Amen. See, sometimes you just have to smile. Sometimes, and here's the thing I wanted to teach you. You have to make a decision to smile. You know what? Sometimes in my worst days, I sing a song that I learned, you know what, when I was in junior high at this church. Can I sing it to you? I love to sing it to you. Are you ready? Happy, 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 happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Happy, 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 happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Listen to this part. Where does this happy feeling come from? Jesus. Where does this happy feeling come from? This happy feeling come from Jesus. Every day he more than pleases. That's where this happy feeling come from. See, the point is that greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. So if you start to just think about Jesus, I'm telling you, just make a decision. If all you do, oh man, I'm going to smile. Why are you smiling? Because Pastor said this will help me. Go for it. Amen. Trust me. You know what? Get the tape and learn the song. Amen. Another song I was singing. I sing all this all the time. You still sing these songs? All the time. Why? Because I have a good day when I'm having a bad day. Amen? This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I... See, these are songs that I learned. Listen, parents, bring your kids to church. These are songs that are embedded in my heart. Drop it. Cast it. Quit it. Make a decision to quit it. Make a decision to stop hanging out with Debbie Downers. The Bible says, bad company corrupts good morals. Make a decision. Amen. See, you've got to recognize you hang around with all these people. It's a bummer. It's a dinger. Pastor, you don't like hip hop music? No, I hate hip hop music. Amen. But man, that's not cool. Pastor, you shouldn't say that. Listen, I hate hip hop music. I hate rock and roll. I hate country. Oh, I hate country. You know what happens when you play the record back, when you play a country record backwards? Your wife comes back. You know what? Your income goes up and your dog comes back to you. Amen. Here's what I'm saying. See, he's going, oh, Pastor said he hates his car. No, listen. I hate bad hip hop. Amen. I hate negative hip hop. One of the reasons I hate hip hop is it has a tendency, I'm just saying, to just emphasize the negative. What's the top 10 in hip hop? I'll give you the top 3. You know what? Life sucks, your life sucks, and life really sucks. You know what I mean? Top 3 hits, you know what I mean? Or something like that. Come on, you don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. I mean, what I'm saying is true. Amen. Can I give you the top 3 country hits? You know what? Y'all life sucks. Y'all life is really sucks. And you know what? Y'all, you know what? Is this not right? It really, really sucks, y'all. Come on, how many hear what I'm saying? I love, listen, you got hip hop. If they're hip hopping to Jesus is my rock. You know what? If you're you can rock out. You know, I love rock and roll if they're talking about Jesus. I love country. I love, you know, I hate twang, but I tell you, twang talking about Jesus, twang on, man. I love it. Amen. Here's what I'm saying. You got to get away from that. You got to get away from that. And some of you, and listen, it's not in my notes, but it's in my spirit. I'm on a pastor who's led by the Spirit. It's not in my notes, but it's in my spirit. Some of you are listening to this trash, and you need to turn it off, and you need to turn it off quick. Yeah, but I like it. Yeah, but I like it. Listen, when I used to run every morning, you know what I used to run to? Because it was, you know, I worked out when I was in high school. And when I was in high school, you know what, whatever. The Stones were awesome. Love Led Zeppelin. You know what? Def Leppard. You know what? I could sing all this stuff to you. I loved all of it. And so when I got older and I started running, that was my groove. You know, how can you get a good sweat? You know what? You know, do you understand? I'll never be your beast of burden. You know, that's what I was never doing. Right? Some of you know this song anyway. I don't know what I'm saying. You know what? That's what I grooved to. But can I tell you what? The Holy Spirit convicted me and I made a change. And I changed my song list. And as much as I loved working out and running, I'd get up early when everything was dark, and I'd get up and I'd have a good workout with the Stones, but I had a better workout, you know what, with Jonathan Butler. Oh, man. With Rita, come on, somebody help me. Springer. See, some of these young kids don't know what worship I listen. With the Winans, somebody. Okay. I remember when life was so simple. And I'd have these workouts that became not just working out my body, but ministering to my spirit. See, some of you guys, just trust your pastor. Some of you need to just turn the junk off because it's feeding something of negativity. You cannot take that stuff in and not be burned. That's what the Bible says. You can't. You cannot do that. You can't sow to the flesh and reap to the spirit. And finally, you need to decide. Or did you learn something today? Let me tell a story and then I'll quit. And I've told you this story before, but you need to understand what's going on. I come into Albertsons. My wife will testify this. She hated me. Here's why she hated me. She didn't even know, how could you hate me? You don't even know who I am. Here's why. Because I was happy. Amen? What were you doing? Well, I'm driving in my little Carmagia. Happy, 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 happy. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. I get out of my car and I walk into Albertsons. And what am I? I'm happy, amen? Because I'm making a decision that even if I'm having a bad day, I'm going to have a good day. So I had, you make that decision on Monday, you can make it any day you want to make it. You can make it every day. Every time camera saw me, I was happy. It was like, what's wrong with them? That's phony. No, it's not phony. It's greater is he who is inside me than he that's in the world. That's what it is. It's real. It was real, guys. And over a period of time, she recognized, oh my goodness, this ain't phony. This is real. What is with him? How do you do that? See, can I tell you what? I said all that to say this. You need to have a good day every day. Because you know why? Because you deserve it. We need to stop allowing Satan to terrorizing us just because whatever. You know what? The just because the taxi didn't have air conditioning. Or something major. See, why should we let something minor hurt us? Why should we let something major hurt us? Amen. You already read, the Bible said God will deliver us out of them all. So what I'm saying to you is this. You're called to walk this way. You're called to show the grace of God to others. Well, Pastor, I'm called to do great things. Amen. I speak that over every single one of you, and I absolutely agree. But what I've noticed is some of the great things I do is in an ordinary day. Do you understand? Can you have a great life in the simplicity of your life? Do you understand? See, I remember I was in the grocery business for 10 years, and I thought, you know what, after that 10 years, I was going to get ready to retire, and I thought I would be given a mic, and after all, I am such an anointed, gifted speaker, hallelujah. But it was the weirdest thing. It was like, Pastor Bradford, do you not know I'm here? Oh, I know you're here, Drew. and you're doing a fine job cleaning those toilets. Amen. See, can I be joyful when I'm cleaning the toilets? Can I, can my anointed be that when you come into the bathroom, have you ever gone to the restroom and it's dirty? I'll tell you what, not the bathrooms that I cleaned. See, can you come to Pastor Bradford's church and recognize that I've caused you to have a better experience because you, when you went into the bathroom, the bathrooms were clean? See, what am I getting to? I'm getting to your place is to be happy where you are. And what I'm saying to you is that will bring incredible anointing to people around you of the grace of God. Are you catching this? See, this is a godly sermon that you need to get, because this up and down, happy if it's good, sad if it's bad, this is a life that is not witness of the power of Christ. We're not ministering to people at the level that we could be if we would learn to change a tire and be happy about it. Does this make sense? And so my circumstances was an indifference for all the other people that came in Albert. When you get off. I was working the same job as they are. See, what's the difference? Greater is he that's inside me than he that's in the world. What's the difference? I understand that the grace that has been given to me has been given to me that I would be able to share that grace with other people. I mean, true story, I would come in, people liked when I came in, amen? Is that amazing? That's amazing to me, that I could bring joy into my workplace, that I could be happy, that I could sing songs, that I could tell, you know what, you know, I'll tell you it as a testimony, not that you haven't heard it, but somebody come in the line, and I'll say, hey, what's up? You know what my mama told me? And everybody else knew what I was going to sing in a minute, but the customer didn't know what I was going to sing. I said, hey, you know what my mama told me? And what do they say? No, what'd your mama say? And then I tell them, here's what my mama said. My mama said, you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. You say that? Yes, absolutely. How many know? You know what? Oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I'm a Christian. I have to go to work, hate life. You know, I hate this job. So stupid. Hate. When I get to go home, why can't I be a full-time preacher? Oh, that's bringing a lot of joy to people. That's a good witness for Jesus Christ. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm just saying, is that you? Amen. I believe to some extent it could be all of us. But I believe to the extent that you are here on purpose. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Doody doody ooh. What, Pastor, why are you picking that song? Here's why. La la la. Because I knew it would hit this octave that I couldn't hit. Nobody could hit it. But I tried to hit it anyway. Amen. Right? Why? That's crazy. You know what? No. Let me tell you what it is. It's just bringing the grace of God to people that need to understand that Christians can be joyful in a situation that really isn't very joyful. Did somebody learn something today? Is someone convicted this morning? Hands up. If that's you, raise your hands. Oh, man. Father, you see our hands and my hands up too, because even though I've done it, I need to do it more. Help us to have a good day when we're not having a good day. Help us to be filled with joy. Help us to focus on what you've done inside of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.